This is from Denise Illich, and she may have been passing along. It's hashtag radical gratitude. We need to be reminded about that from time to time. She put this up a while ago, and I repeat it once in a while. Be thankful for what you have. Your life is someone else's fairy tale. I'm sure that Congresswoman Debbie Dingell buys into gratitude all the way, as we are too. And we have a gratitude that we get to have her on the program from time to time, whether we agree or disagree. If we do disagree, we do it without being disagreeable. I've known her for a long time and been her friend for a very long time. And so I especially like, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, good morning to you. I especially like this whole idea that you've launched, this Heartland Caucus. Good for you. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. We should all be grateful for many, many things. I get up every morning and thank God and pray.
Good for you.
A new day, and it is always wonderful when I start my day talking to you.
Nice of you to say. We feel the same. And I want to hear more about this group of your 20 of your Heartland colleagues as I read more and more about it. I can't believe that Representative Marcy Kaptur of Ohio is still there in office. She was involved in local government and government when I was in Toledo, which was 150 years ago.
Okay, so you're not 150 years ago. She is a woman who is seasoned and wise and probably is one of the most strident voices for fighting for the Midwest. So, yes.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, it's great to see an old name that I know from back in the day.
Nope, she's still there. And actually, Paul W., it's more than 20 members. We kicked it off in the time that we could do it. We had more than 20 members that were at the press conference. And quite frankly, it was a very impressive list of people who were there because it was a diverse group of people that came from the Heartland. And every meeting I've had, people like Andre Carson, who's from Indianapolis, hasn't missed a meeting. My Michigan colleagues, my Minnesota colleagues, the Illinois colleagues, we don't have any Iowa colleagues anymore because we haven't always paid attention to the issues of Iowa. But Minnesota, what really became clear in the last couple of years is that our leadership and all of our committee chairs are from the coast, East Coast and West Coast.
Right.
I love them. So let me make that clear. But the leader of the Senate and the House Democrats now both come from the same precinct.
Wow.
In New York. I did a map that kind of went viral in November that showed that the heartland of America had nobody from the Democratic Party in any leadership or committee position. So we have started this Heartland Caucus. And the fact of the matter is the heartland, the Midwest, is where we grow things and we make things. And manufacturing, and by the way, the farms in the Midwest are very different than these big farms that are total corporate businesses. We have a lot of family farms. And farmers want people taking care of them and thinking about their issues. But we also have unique issues related to manufacturing and supply chains. And we've come together and we've got the Great Lakes. We have a ton of issues that are unique and matter. And by the way, the Heartland is the backbone of America.
Of course. And you're looking at like 40, maybe 40 plus members to join.
We have more. 40 plus.
Oh, you already have more than 40.
But our biggest problem is it's probably that auxiliary membership, like Brian Higgins from Buffalo. Now, Buffalo has the same issues that we do, and he wants to join. Some of my colleagues, the first meeting we had, I had one colleague who I love, was like, what are you doing here? We're in the heartland. You're not. Some of my Michigan
Wait a minute. Wait, you didn't say that, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't. I tried to peace. And, you know, they're Texas members that have had automobile plants and are, you know, don't have people caring about the workers in those plants, and they want to join. So our problem is not a lack of membership. Our problem is, at this moment in time, how do we include others that are supportive of the issues that we know need to be every single day part of the policy dialogue, and we were making sure that happened. And you know the thing that made me the happiest? After I announced we were going to do this and I did that map, the president called me and said, there is no road to the White House that does not go through the heartland of America. Your map has gone viral, and you are right.
Well, good for you. I mean, when I saw Congresswoman Debbie Dingell that you were going to once and for all prioritize the views, the values, the issues of all these communities that are too often overlooked. This is not a criticism. This is just an observation of reality. These coasts are very different. The people are very different. I mean, in some ways, we're all in this together and very similar. But you bring to the table the reality that there's much of the heartland that used to be called the flyover land that is extremely important and needs to be underlined and underscored, and I salute you for doing that.
Well, thank you.
I mean, they certainly know that we're sitting on the Great Lakes provide more than 20% of the world's fresh water supply. They're certainly familiar with that and how important that is. And as you've said, Debbie Dingell, all roads to majorities, even to the White House, and as the president said, go through the heartland of America. So it's about time we, the heartland, gets a little, I don't know, recognition that's due.
So that's what we're working on, and I'm very, very excited about it. So, and it's been great to see the members engaged. Now we're trying to, Alyssa Slotkin said we should crawl, walk, then run. So what's our first win going to be? Everybody's submitting their issues. You know, and it's fascinating. I constantly worry about the auto workers. You know, I'm the car girl, and what's the future of plants? Well, our Illinois colleagues and our Indiana colleagues are worried about what's happening to their car plants. And Stellantis wants to close one. And how did that happen? And how do we bring battery plants? We all have some of the very same issues, and we're going to work them hard.
Well, nobody there knows the auto industry like you, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. You were in it at GM for years. In fact, it used to be across the street where I sit now in the Fisher Building back in the day. And you've got to be very proud. I can't believe how well General Motors has done in the age of COVID, COVID heavy and chip light. And yet you saw the figures that came out. We had Mark Royce on telling us about them. And then you saw the figures of how these workers, many of them are going to get $12,750 this month in their paycheck to be rewarded for their good work. So, I mean, in this day and age, this is astonishing information that Mary Barra, Mark Royce, their team, and all the hardworking men and women of the UAW have brought to this company and this country. You got to be proud.
I am proud. I'm car girl, GM girl, a Michigan girl. So it's been a good month.
I'm sorry, Congresswoman. It's got to be I'm a Michigan woman and a GM woman.
All right. Women of my age like to call ourselves girls, too.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all, but I never did. But that's another story. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, always a pleasure. Nice to start off this new year with you. Good luck with everything. If you need anything, let us know.
Thank you. Have a good day.
We're going to do that. We're going to have a great day here at 629 on WJR.